Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
For the rest of this hour, a look at the ambitious spirit of today's America, as well as a deeper look at just how wildly ambitious the founders of this country were in a time of radical change more than two centuries ago. But meet Joe DeSena, who came into this studio a while back carrying a 60-pound kettlebell. He looked like he could snap a 2x4 in one hand. He said he was carrying the weight because he was on too tight of a schedule to work out while in New York City. Staying in shape is his business after a stint on Wall Street and an early retirement to a farm in Vermont. But being insanely active on his farm, 12 hours of manual labor a day, pulling rocks up and down the mountain, and doing survival camps with his kids, gave him the inspiration to found the Spartan Race, where more than 4 million people participate in extreme obstacle courses globally, and Joe DeSena is now the CEO and founder of the Spartan Race Company. He's also the author of the book, Spartan Fit. His ambition is to start a global fitness movement to bring world peace, to make everything better. You'll hear him say it. And bring the race to the Summer Olympics in 2024. Think of him as a cross between Sisyphus and Gandhi.
This whole thing is based on stoicism and just getting back to basics. I think we've all gotten consumed, for lack of a better word, in consumerism, right? We're just chasing things and even myself, all of us. So there's something very refreshing about just getting back to I want water, food, shelter. And when you get there, it feels really good, right? Just not having your phone for a day feels really good.
No, that is true.
Yeah, and so this whole concept has its roots in that philosophy.
But in your life, I mean, you went up to Vermont, right? And that wasn't good enough. I mean, just hanging out in Vermont was not good enough. You had to go well beyond the basics of just hanging out in the mountains.
Chopping wood.
Yeah.
Vermont was awesome. I was lucky enough that my wife was up for it. We got a farm. We had goats, chickens, Scottish Highlanders. We grew four children. Our oldest is 10 now. And it's awesome, but no, it wasn't enough. And so it required carrying rocks up and down the mountain in the backyard and getting out in the woods, doing little survival camps with the kids. And it's so exciting, and it feels so good when you get involved in it that I started roping other people into it.
What would it mean for this to be an Olympic sport, and how would you have to codify it for it to make sense as an Olympic sport?
Well, so we've had a bunch of meetings with people that are very influential in that community, and it's going to be a long road, but it's doable. And the reason it's doable is we have a giant following, and they're the right demographic. And when you look at a lot of the Olympic sports, they're very small communities, 10,000 athletes, 15,000 athletes. We're reaching almost 1 million participants a year just under the Spartan brand. You're talking about 3.5-4 million when you look at all the brands putting on races in mud and outdoors and over obstacles. So it's a very big movement. And by the way, when you look way back at the Olympics, this is a sport that's supposed to be in the Olympics. There are components of this sport that have existed or currently exist in the Olympics.
Such as?
I mean, take a look at pentathlon as an example, right?
Right.
And so So this has its place in the Olympics. It's just going to be getting through the red tape and bureaucracy of that Olympic committee.
So, and really getting through the exact hurdles that you talked about mentally here, the wanting medals, the wanting cell phones, the consumerism. I mean, in many ways, the Olympic movement needs to shed some of that consumerism to embrace something like this.
You know, it's funny when members came out and came to see our events and we had these discussions, many of our athletes compete without shirts on. And it looks very barbaric. I mean, it literally looks like Gladiator, right? People are dirty and they did comment on that, but we'll see how much we have to conform, how much they have to bend. But one way or another, before I'm dead, this will be an Olympic sport.
What has this meant for you spiritually? How are you different from the kid in Queens who, you know, would eat hot Italian sausage sandwiches in Crotona Park?
Mozzarella and roasted peppers was my sandwich. So coming from Queens, coming from Howard Beach, everybody was a hustler. John Gotti was everywhere, and that was the thing everybody wanted to be, right? So we chased, you chased money, you know, fame, and you wanted respect. And thankfully, my mother finds this other way and introduces it to my sister and I, and that at least opens the door in my mind that there are other possibilities, that maybe that's not the thing that I should be chasing. But before you know it, I end up on Wall Street, and I take a path that all of us want to take, right? You want to get ahead monetarily. And then I got married and we got the farm. And you get the farm and you get away from, you know, the yellow taxi cabs and the craziness of Manhattan, and you start thinking, you know, maybe all that stuff I was chasing wasn't that important. Obviously, you want to have enough money to pay the bills and you want to get by, but does it really matter? You can't take it with you. We've all heard that. And it feels really good to be healthy, and it feels really good to push physical limits. And by the way, the mind sits inside of the body. So the better the body's feeling, the better the mind's operating. And I don't know. I mean, I just started living like a Spartan, right? You're out there in the cold, you're chopping wood, and it just felt really good.
And through this back door, you've got respect, money, and fame.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the money part, but we're able to open a lot of doors, and it's pretty nice. I mean, we're in 30 countries. I can go anywhere and get a meeting with anybody. That, I have to say, that's very nice. Money hasn't come yet, but you know what? As long as we could pay the bills and this movement keeps growing, I can't complain.
And you've been there before on the money world.
And I've been there before. And you know what? I did 10 years on Wall Street, and we had a really good run. And we made a lot of money, but man, life sucked. So, you know.
Not anymore. Joe DeSena is CEO and founder of The Spartan Race and author of Spartan Fit. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.